Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Big Interview, brought to you by Hunter's Edge. In this week's episode, we speak to a giant of South African football, currently the technical director of South African national team, Neil Tovey, who speaks about Bafana's qualification chances, amongst other things, and the announcement of a permanent coach for Banyana Banyana. Ladies and gentlemen and ladies, enjoy The Big Interview.
It was time for change. A monumental shake-up. It was time to challenge the predictable. It was time to reinvent the hop with Edge. To take the expected and make it unexpected. To become what we were meant to be. To reinvent the game. Introducing Edge, the hop reinvented in a refreshing full-flavored cider from the makers of Hunters. Edge, reinvent the game. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Sokala Duma Radio.
When it comes to big people in the South African football game, it doesn't get bigger than Neil Tovey. He's a former Bafana Bafana captain. He's an African Nations Cup winning captain with Bafana Bafana, of course, in 1996. He's a former Kaizer Chiefs player, of course. Former league title winner with Mamelodi Sundowns co-coaching in the mid-2000s. I have a pleasure of speaking to him now. He's currently the SAFA technical director. Neil Tovey, how are you?
Yeah, all going fine, thank you. All well.
All right. And what is your main focus? Focus now with the international break on, I suppose then your work is heightened. What are you actually looking at the moment? Are you more with the national team, with the senior men's national team, or are you with the junior national team, with the under 20, which is in England, or the Banyana Banyana, which are preparing for the COSAFA?
Yeah, I'm never idle. You know, obviously the national teams are vitally important to the association and to the image and so all these matches are vitally important to us. Yeah, Bafana in their quest, you know, against Cape Verde to sort of make sure that their opportunity for qualification is easier. You know, so obviously that's a big, big importance to the association and I just hope that we'll get the right results come Tuesday evening, but you know the women's Banyana in the COSAFA tournament, the under-20s have got, and the 20 women have got a World Cup qualifier as well in the midst, and then the under-20s, which is we sent a whole lot of 18-year-olds to England just to get a bit of experience, and they'll learn from the occasion, and as well as our coaches there. We'll also learn from the occasion. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, to the reason why I asked the question, because one would imagine you being all over the show in terms of business, because there are so many national teams that you need to look after. But to which extent are you involved in all of these national teams? What does your role entail as a technical director? Do you need to be hands-on on all of these teams? What is your main focus?
Well, main focus is, yeah, we have discussions around how we... You know, where there's needed discussions, never one of the selection of the team, although we often bounce ideas around with regards to certain players and that, but selection is not my forte. I'm just there to help them with the operation side, get them to make sure that it's as comfortable as possible with their travels and everything, and where we can assist the coaches and their thought processes and stuff like that. So support of the managers and various issues like that. But national teams is only a small fragment of my portfolio. You know, youth development, coach education, women's football, referees, they're all there, you know, medical. So national teams is only the small portion.
Now, when you talk about your involvement and the impact thereof, your appointment was in 2015 and you've just completed 2 years. And within the span of the 2 years, we've seen junior national teams qualifying, the Amagluglug in the Olympics, the under-20s at the World Cup, the under-17s at the World Cup, Banyana Banyana fourth place at the AFCON recently, Bafana Bafana at the AFCON, and they're looking well to qualify for Cameroon, though it's still early days. Would you say that your input has led to the success? I suppose it's a team effort, of course, but would you say that you've made it easier because you being present as a technical director seems like coincided with us qualifying for junior and senior competitions that we hadn't been qualifying for around 8 years prior to that?
I can't take the credit for it, but yeah, as I said earlier, our discussion points, trying to make the situation, trying to create a positive image, positive situation, and discussions with the coaches and how they should, you know, approach areas and support all around. So, excuse me, that is vital, you know, for the success. But all credit has to be given to our coaches that are working really, really hard, and the players and SAFA as such. We don't often get credit where credit's due, and there's certainly great strides being made with the junior national teams, but we're still not happy with all that good work that's been done. We want to now take it to the next step, and that includes Bafana to Russia and to the AFCON in 2019, and not just to participate. We want to take all our national teams to the next stages of all those major competitions. So that's the drive that we have, and it falls all in line with our Vision 2022. Although the 2022 vision was a 10-year vision starting in 2012, but only really got momentum in 2015. Really started to put situations in place in 2015. So we just got some catching up to do, but a lot of our work is really progressive. Our coaching education programs are really looking good. We're looking at developing our own instructors, CAF instructors, and equip the provinces with more and more instructors so that more and more local courses get rolled out. Our youth leagues, our strength versus strength leagues, our women's football to generate an interest, our grassroots football. So there's a lot of work on the go at this moment in time.
Would you say that with all that being said, and us having the Vision 2022, which is to be competitive in the African continent top three, possibly, and also to qualify and compete in World Cups, that is something that is expressed. We know about it, but as a technical director, would you say that it's realistic for us to attain a same or similar playing style from under 15 men's up to Bafana Bafana, under 15 girls up to Banyana Banyana? Would you say that is attainable, particularly in the context of us changing coaches sometimes and other coaches having their own flavor, own formations, and own desires to want to play a certain style?
Look, I mean, that's always the case. You can talk about the football philosophy, and that was the first aspect that I took care of. I got the football philosophy and compiled a football philosophy. But that's never cast in stone. That's continuously being updated and upgraded. And a football philosophy, you know, as you say, coaches come and go. And at the highest level in clubs in the PSL and in our national teams, yes, we want to have some synergy. But we can't drive and tell people at club level how to play their football. But because football's global at this moment in time, so it adjusts all the time. There's only a criteria we look at is to keep our South African context of our game really high up on the agenda. So, you know, what can you say? We try to drive the philosophy through our programs, our coaching programs, coach education programs, and we do that.
Would you say, coach, that failure to apply a desired style of play, a desired philosophy by any coach which is appointed at Bafana Bafana, would you consider that as perhaps your mission not being implemented, not you personally, but the association's mission not being implemented, that we are trying to find a certain way of playing from across all levels, and then coaches come and then they do their own thing because they are judged based on results? Would you say that is frustrating, and is that constantly a fear of yours?
No, not at all, because there's always, as I said, there's always discussion around it. And, you know, people get too rigid in this philosophy situation. And, you know, what's the philosophy is to win a football match. That's all. In a football match, you can turn from one philosophy to the next style of play. It all depends on the situation. From one match, you cannot have the same way of style of play when you're playing Cape Verde away from home as how we're going to play it at home. But it's no different team. So let's not get too entwined in a style of play, in a philosophy. Yes, it assists our programs. But with the global game at the moment, you're going to have to adjust. And you saw it, you know, I'll just give you an indication. You saw it so evident in the Arsenal-Liverpool match a week ago where you need to change your thought patterns. And Arsene Wenger, who is a really, really good coach, you know, he changed to the three at the back towards the end of last season. And he was successful with it. But for that particular match against Liverpool, where you have speedy wingers, you have to revert to a back four situation where you get cover of the central defenders, cover on the fullbacks, and an organization in that area. And that didn't happen. So there you see, you have to adjust yourself. Football is a global game. You have to sometimes change the way and thought patterns that you know, that you have. And some players might not be available for that game, and you're playing away from home, and Africa is a lot different to playing at home in South Africa. So yeah, it's just areas of conversation.
And now, to moving to Banyana Banyana a bit, to what extent is your involvement with the recruitment of a new coach? We know that Coach Vera Prow, when she left, we are chasing a year now since she left. She decided not to renew her contract, or sign a new contract rather. And then Coach Desiree Ellis became the caretaker, and she took us to fourth place in our last AFCON. How far are we now to knowing who's going to be the next coach? Because at that point, last year, it was within the next week, and we're now chasing 12 months. What is your involvement, and how far can we still wait for a new coach at Banyana Banyana?
Yeah, it was never last year, it was never going to be a week. There was certain elements where we needed to take care of. It's the national women's coach has been chosen. There's just the formalities of wrapping up discussion areas of contracts and stuff like that. So it's virtually been done, but obviously until its contracts are signed and sealed, nothing can, you know, we don't talk about who it is, because obviously we can't get to an agreement. Then we have to go to plan B with the second coach that was on our list. And there's certain criteria that also has to be met in terms of continuation with Banyana Banyana. So yes, you know, and it's been a quiet period for Banyana, whereas now they start getting a little bit more active in their preparations for AFCONs and World Cup qualifications and for the Olympics at a later stage come 2020. So it starts getting active, and that's why we at this moment are not far away from securing the coach.
And looking at the composition of the coaching, coaches, assistants, Bafana Bafana, under 23, under 20 with Hellman there now, helping out. We've seen Quinton Fortune being roped in, whether it's significant or less so a role, with yourself as well being a technical director. We see that there is a transformation at SAFA, where former players that were successful, that's neither here nor there, but former players nonetheless, participating and actively taking our football forward. What do you make of that? Is that something that is a conscious decision by the association to say that let's rope in former players and see what they can do for us?
Yeah, it's a definite decision by SAFA to use our past legends more, and to benefit us. But that doesn't happen if the situation of the coaches have to get qualified. So, you know, it's not a case of you're a former legend, you just walk into the setup. No, You must have the correct qualifications. Yes, it always helps because they understand the game at that national level, and they can convey a whole lot of good thought patterns to the players themselves. So yes, it is a conscious effort, but it's an effort that's going to take time, and we need to develop our coaches and get them into the right framework. You already see how the Eric Tinkers and the Bennies and the likes and Gavin Hunts and you know, former players are playing big roles. Pitso and everybody concerned are playing big roles in our football. And yeah, we're certainly looking to broaden the spectrum of our, as you, coming to your question, of our junior national teams having some synergy in those areas. And we obviously still have to sit down with Stuart and discuss a way forward with regards to how he wants to set up his structures within the national team coaching's framework. So he hasn't had the time. He's just been so busy in the preparations for the AFCON, the CHANs, and all the different tournaments that CASAFA and now with the World Cup qualifying. So we just need to sit with him and discuss, okay, how we earmarking them and how we want to use them.
Mm. Mark Gleeson recently wrote a very interesting piece about the national jersey, the armband, and the caps being given to players. And what he was talking about in the article, which was a fantastic article, was really that perhaps going forward with the African Championship Nations, the CHANs rather, and the COSAFA, can it not be that we actually change the identity of the team in that it can be called the Presidential 11 or a Bafana B, in order not to devalue the brand Bafana Bafana, because the reality is that Bafana Bafana has not qualified for the CHAN, but in actual fact, it was like third string players, players that teams, PSL teams, when they were playing, they were saying, okay, we're fine with that one, we're not going to play him, so you can take him. But the fact of the matter is, written in articles and in history books, is that Bafana Bafana 0, Zambia 2, for example. So is it not a discussion worth to be looked at, that we perhaps have different coaches even for that? We say for COSAFA we play Bafana B or Presidential Danny Jordan's 11.
Let me stop you there quickly. This discussion has been had a lot, and there was a discussion was had with the national coach and with the CEO and the president and everything. You know, we don't want to look to it. It's a very, very awkward situation because they don't fall within the FIFA window, so you can't choose your best possible team. So we made an effort to use the under 20 players and as many of those players as we possibly could. That depends on the timing. The COSAFA Cup from last year in 2016, we used the Olympic team and a 23 Olympic team. So it all depends on the timing. It's something that if you say to the African continent, no, we're not going to participate in this tournament, they think, oh yeah, you see, now you're trying to snub us. And so it's a very delicate situation. It's one that you need to tie up fixture lists, PSL fixture lists, so that in the future, that when we do see this fixture coming up, maybe it can be a period that it gets treated as a national week or two of fixtures, so that no other PSL fixtures are taking place. And the timing of it, that's all needs to be discussed with the PSL, and then get some assistance with regards to that. We can have our best possible players, and we can use some of our best possible players, sometimes under 20 players, sometimes under 23 Olympic team, whatever the case is at that particular moment of time. So yes, that it does get diluted. I won't say Mark is wrong in terms of giving caps out, but at the same time, you know, we're caught between a rock and a hard place. So it's just something that you have to synergize with fixtures, and of course In the timing of events that are going to be coming up.
Mm. In conclusion, Coach, last two questions from me. What would be a success for you in this qualification campaign, in the World Cup, for the World Cup qualification, for the AFCON qualification? And also, does not Coach Neil Tovey want to be part of the coaching? Do you not itch for that job anymore? We know that you've won the PSL with Sundowns as a co-coach. Do you no longer itch for that now? What would this all mean to you if we were to qualify for 2018 and 2019?
Yeah, when I became technical director, I made it quite and pretty evident that I don't want to be before a coach. Yes, I can play a role to assist the team at times, not from a coaching perspective, just from being part of it. And the think tanks, as I said, that we do have, and Stuart has included me in some of them, and that will be good going forward. But I've got a passion to drive our development of the game in the country, and that's where my angles are at, with our putting coaches and people in place within the provinces, so that we can better, as I said earlier, we can, and we've done that. We're in that process. We're a long way down that process, putting people into the structures of our provinces so that we can roll out all our programs in our provinces and regions. And that's very much on the road at this moment in time. So that is more where my area that I'm driven towards at this moment in time. Yes, I'm driven towards all our national teams striving and becoming a real force in the world, not just on the African continent, in the world. So it takes a lot of work, but I'm putting things in place so that hopefully that can happen. But it's not a shortcut. It's not a quick fix. It takes a lot of hard work and really synergy with everybody within the national teams.
And I know I'm pushing it, but can I get a Bafana Bafana will qualify for the 2018 FIFA World Cup from you?
Yeah, I think we're going to be, I'm really positive. I think we'll go a long way to get into where we want to be. Cape Verde, don't underestimate them. They're a really tough team at home. And they're also going through a little bit of change but hopefully we can do the job in the home legs, which will really put us in a strong position for qualification for Russia. And then it's going to be really a wonderful place to be in. You know, when you've qualified for Russia, then you can really get into our planning process. But I don't want to jump the gun. That'll take care of itself. So hopefully by I would say October, when we play Burkina Faso at home, hopefully all the job is done and dusted.
All right, Neil Tovey, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. And as always, your thoughts are always valued.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening to the Hunter's Edge Big Interview for another episode. Tune in next week. Until then, it's goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.